Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Physics phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Rivi'i, the 15th day of the month of Av. Happy Tu B'Av, which the Gemara, the Talmud, teaches us is the happiest day of the year. May it truly be so for all of us, and may the joy and happiness continue beyond today. Thank you so much to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, we are grateful and always appreciate your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Dr. Jason Weiner, Mor D'Asara, Congregation Knesset Israel in Los Angeles, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weiner slowly reciting our daily three chapters of Tehillim, Parashat Chav Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. It will be followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Achenu. If time permits, we will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Weiner to learn more about his community, as well as his work as a senior rabbi and manager of spiritual care at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. Rabbi Weiner has a bit of a hard stop at 1:15, so we'll see if there's time today for that conversation. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weiner.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with all of you this morning. And I do feel like I've really experienced the power of tefillah, of prayer, of reciting psalms, you know, in this period that we've experienced of this pandemic. As was mentioned, my full-time job is in the hospital as a chaplain. And when the pandemic first hit and we received, you know, a very rapid increase in patients, the most difficult thing was that, you know, the COVID patients couldn't have any visitors in their rooms, even family members. And it was so sad to see or worry that people were going to be dying alone. And I began getting calls, multiple calls every day to recite Vidui with patients because no one could be there. So I would say Vidui outside of the rooms, just outside the room, in the hopes that I would crack the door a little, hoping that the patient could hear me, that at least their neshama could hear me, and that it would provide some sort of connection or inspiration or comfort to them. And I did this, and I started to notice that, you know, normally when we recite Vidui, it's usually when a patient is dying. These are end-of-life prayers, even though they do include a prayer that the patient should recover, and we hope that they'll recover and that they will be cared for and whatever the best way is for them. And I began to notice that every patient we said Vidui with slowly recovered. Now, lots of patients were dying at the beginning of the pandemic, but the patients we were saying Vidui with, we were having this incredible experience of recovery. And I'm not trying to imply necessarily that it was only the prayers that somehow miraculously cured every single person who we prayed for, but it became a pattern that I actually said Vidui with 12 people, 12 dying Jews in our ICU, and 11 out of 12 recovered. In fact, recovered completely to be released from the hospital. In fact, last week I got a call from someone 2 weeks ago, right before Shabbos, to let me know that the patient who they asked me to say Vidui with, and they were all crying for and so sad they would not be able to be there for her last moments, baked the challah that they made that Shabbos, and they all enjoyed it together at their Shabbos table. And every morning when I walked out of my house to come to the hospital, my daughter, in her class, they would recite Tehillim for Cholim. They would recite Psalms for those who are sick. And as scary as this pandemic was, and going to the hospital every day, even when there were stay-at-home orders, knowing that people were praying and reciting Psalms is what gave me personally the confidence and the comfort and the strength to be able to go into the hospital every day. And then to be able to see that people who we were praying for were cared for and were recovering. It was just an incredible experience and gave me a renewed sense of the power of prayer and the importance of prayer and the sense of comfort and confidence. So we'll begin with Psalm number 20. These are some of the most important psalms to say for people who are sick, and that God should be there for them in whatever way is most relevant and supportive to that individual patient. So Psalm number 20, Chas. Lam Natseach Mizmor LaDavid. Yan Charana Biyom Tzara Yisagev Hashem Elohi Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadeka Yizkor kol min chosecha, v'lastecha yizashin esela. Yitein lecha kil v'vecha v'cho yitzatzecha yimalei. Nirana b'yishua secha, v'shem eleinu nigdol. Yimalei Adonai kol mishalo secha. Atza yadati, ki hoshia Adonai mishicho. Yanehu mishmei kadsho, v'gevruas yeshu yimino. Eyle v'recha, v'vele besusim. Vanachna Bashem Adonai Lahinu Nazgir, Kema Karvanach Alavanachna Kamini Sodad, Adonai Yoshia Melech Yanenu, Yom Kareinu. And now go to Psalm Chas Zion, 27. Le David Adonai Ori Vishimi Mira, Adonai Mios Chayai, Mimi Efkahad, Bikrova Lai Mirem Lechol Espasarai, Sari vayvayli, heima kasha v'nafalu, im tachane alai machane, lo yira libi, im takum alai milchama, v'zos ani boteach, achas shoralti mi'eth Adonai, osa avakeish, shivti b'veith Adonai kol yimei chayai, lachos v'num Adonai, levakir b'heichalo, kid paneini b'suko b'yom ra'a, yasti reini b'seifter ohalo, Vitzur Yoram Rameni, Viata Yoram Roshi Al Oivai Sivosai, Vesbachaba Alo Zivke Srua, Ashira Vazam Al Adonai, Shema Adonai Koli Ekra, Vichanini Vaaneni, Lecha Amali Bivak Shufanayas Panecha Adonai Vakesh, Al Taster Panecha Mimeni, Al Tat Viaf Mavadecha, Ezrasi haisa al ticheni v'al tazveni, Elohai yishihi, ki aviv imi azvuni, v'adonai yasveni. Horeini Adonai darkecha, unecheni v'arach mishor l'man shurai, al titneini v'nefesh tzarai, ki kamu v'yedei sheker v'yafei achamahas, lulei hemanti l'ros petuv Adonai b'eretz chayim, Kave El Adonai, Chazak V'Ameitli Becha, V'Kave El Adonai. And finally, we'll say Psalm Chaf Lamed, 130. Shir HaMalos, Imam Makim, Kirasich Adonai, Adonai Shema V'Koli, Tehien Aznecha Kashuvos, L'Kol Tachanunai, Im Avanos Tishmorya, Adonai Miyamo, Kim chas licha l'man tivarei, ki visi Adonai ki visa nafshi, v'liz v'ro chalti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai achesed, v'arbe imo fiduhus, v'hu yiftes yisrael, mikol avonosav. And now see the Mishra Beirach for Cholim, the prayer for the recovery of those who are not well. I'll pause and you can turn in any names when I pause. Mishra Beirach, Kavosin, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, David, Shlomo, Hu Yevarech, Virat, Yasa, Cholim. Ba'avur, Shanachim, Palim, Ba'avaram, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei, Rachim, Aleihem, Lachalimam, Raposam, Lachazikam, Lachayosam, Vishlach, Lahem, Mehera, Refua, Shalem, and Ashamayim, the Holy Vrahem, the Hogedehem, the Soch, Sha'ar, Hole Yisrael, Refua Sanefesh, Refua Saguf, Hashta, Ba'agala, Vizman, Kariv, and Omar, Amen. Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael, and Sunim, Betar, Vishivia, Halim, Vain, Bayam, Vain, Bayabasha, Amakum, Yirachim, Alehem, Yotiyem, Mitar, the Ravacha, and we are faithfully honored, and we shibud the geula, hashda ba'agala v'zman kariv and omar, amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weiner. As we transition into the next part of the call, how are you, your family, and how is the community doing?
Thank God, we're doing well. It's definitely still a time of confusion and fear, although people have, in some ways, you know, adjusted to that sense of confusion and trying to make the best of this complicated situation.
Right. So to get us started, for our listeners who might not be as familiar with the shul and the community, it would be possible just to give us a brief overview and background of the shul and the community.
Sure. Well, Knesset Israel is a synagogue in like the, we call it the Lower East Side, the southeastern corner of the Pico Robertson neighborhood. So it's part of a huge Jewish community, but it's a little bit on the outskirts. It's a shul that was built in the early 50s by Holocaust survivors who first came directly to Los Angeles after the Holocaust. And they built this shul, many of them for whom it was like kind of their weekday shul. On Shabbos, they would walk a little further to some of the larger shuls in the neighborhood. And over the years, it kind of sputtered, and sort of as the people, unfortunately, many of the founders died, the shul sort of started to lose some of its energy. And thankfully, a few years ago, some of the people who were living in the neighborhood decided that it should, we should try to revitalize the shul. And people were actually moving into the neighborhood. And we thought it's important to keep the memory of those who built it alive and to keep the shul flourishing. And thank God we have a nice core of people who are really working hard to keep it alive. When you walk in, it looks like a museum. It's kind of
wow.
A special place.
Amazing. So for my own basic geography, you're closer to the OU West Coast office or closer to the pizza store where you make your own pie?
Closer to the pizza store where you make your own pie.
Okay. that's amazing. And then the shul should continue to see great growth under your leadership.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if you could share a little bit more with us, and it was really fascinating to hear what you shared in your opening remarks. But, you know, in your work in the spiritual care at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, what else could you share with us just about the, you know, perhaps on the topic of Emunah from what you've seen in patients that you've been interacting with?
Yeah, it has been a time that sort of tested people's Emunah and forced people to ask questions and caused a lot of fear, a lot of loneliness. And we've definitely had to, you know, try to help people find their sources of strength and what they've turned to in other areas of their life to find that strength, whether it's, you know, reminding themselves how to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to just talk to God, how to develop relationships by phone because they can't be in person. So just trying their best to find some way of connecting, of teaching people how to use, you know, FaceTime and iPads so that they can actually see their loved ones. Oftentimes they don't, you know, we have patients who don't know how to do it or they're too weak to do that. So we have to help them. And sometimes people realize that they have strength that they didn't realize they had. People come in and they're all alone and they feel like they can't do it on their own. And then with a little bit of guidance, they start to realize, you know, maybe I do have the strength inside of me to deal with this.
Resilience.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
At this point, would you say things are more or less starting to feel in going back to that kind of normal or perhaps a new normal? Or is your work more or less still interacting with patients who are experiencing the coronavirus?
Yeah, I guess it is a new normal. We still have a lot of coronavirus patients. They tend to be, you know, less sick and it's less on respirators as it was before. And there's more treatment modalities and there's things that can be done to care for them a little bit smoother than it was in the past. So like it's gotten a little bit easier. And we've, you know, kind of figured out how to do things. Also the visitor restrictions have lessened up a little bit. You know, at the first there was nobody whatsoever allowed in the hospital, which was really difficult. It's become a little bit less scary. So like there were people that, you know, even staff who wouldn't go into the room and patients were feeling extremely isolated that no one would walk into their rooms. And now they're getting a little bit more, you know, social interaction and support in ways that they feel a little bit less like some kind of, you know, pariah or some kind of scary, you know, being that no one wants to go near.
Wow. Amazing. Listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, to give you strength, continue to do all that you're doing in your work and really providing so much strength for all of those patients who you're interacting with. Rabbi Weiner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with not only just a brief picture of your community, which is growing, but really all the work that you're doing in the hospital and the community as well. As they are with all Klaus around of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillot are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all those in need will be answered with Tova. May the Rabboni Sholom, the Master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The words of inspiration from Rabbi Ari Zatz of Congregation Bnei Yeshurun in Teaneck, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.